Okay, guys, welcome to tonight's Team Freedom Call. This is Tim Darnell up in Allen, Texas, and just so excited to have everybody on the call tonight. I'm glad everybody's safe, too, man. We've been monitoring a lot of our Florida people, a lot of our Houston people, our Rockport people, our Galveston people, and, it's been quite a time, some very unusual, strong hurricanes, and as you all well know. And then got really overlooked are the fires in Montana and Idaho. And so we just had a lot of natural disasters occurring around us here. So appreciate you guys staying positive. A lot of people building the business and doing things. There's nothing we can do to help people more, in my opinion, than give them Jesus and give them Isagenix. And so we give those two things to people. We are doing good. And anyway, great to have you on the call here. I've been in touch with many, many of you on the line, and I just love our team. I love each and every one of you. You're so special, and we come to love each other on these calls and really care about each other. And so I appreciate everybody reaching out to all of those who were displaced during the floods, especially, and just so exciting to hear the good news and no casualties, some minor damage to homes, but not much more than that. So that's awesome. We've got some very special guests online tonight, and now they come about by way of Randy Rudman. Randy is in his job with Southwest. He's able to meet a whole lot of people, and he just happened to take a flight. Randy, why don't you come out and introduce these people for us? You be the introducer and just tell your story, how you met them, if you'll do that, please.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Jay and Julia, I actually noticed them when we were at Isagenix. I was out in the hall making a call or something, and they were taking care of some business. And I was like, that's a happy, healthy couple. And just made a mental note. And the next morning I got on my flight in uniform to get to my base in Houston because it was the day after celebration. And I got on the plane and was talking with one of the other flight attendants, a good friend of mine. And this healthy, happy couple walks on the plane, and I realize, hey, I saw these guys yesterday at Celebration, and we struck up a conversation. They ended up inviting me to sit with them, so I got a three-hour training on the way to Houston that day that turned out to be invaluable. And I talked to Jay and Julia that day and asked them if sometime in the future – if maybe we could cross-pollinate a little bit and they could help us to build our team as well by sharing some of the things that they shared with me on that flight. So they're so gracious and so friendly. We became friends immediately, and I am so glad they agreed to get on this call with us. So without further ado, Jay and Julia Johnson.
That is awesome. Are you guys with us?
We are. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you on our call tonight. It's not a real long call, but what I'd love for you guys to do is just introduce yourselves, your background, how you came in contact with Isagenix, and just give us a little bit. I'll tell you what, tell us how you met, too, as a couple. I always love that story. So if you guys would tell that story, I bet that's fun, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, actually, I'll start us off since I was the one who was actually introduced to Isagenix, and our story is good because we're, I guess, technically an Isagenix love story, but we'll get to that. So I was introduced to Isagenix in July of 2012 by a friend of mine in Atlanta, Bonnie Futrell, and at the time was just a burnout, stressed out single mom with my two boys and had just made the move to Florida to live near my parents. And Bonnie said that she thought these products would help me and help with my stress and my lack of sleep. And so I trusted her, started on the products, and like everyone, had that magic moment. It was in that first week, started feeling amazing. And then from there, as a single mother, you know, being able to get my products paid for was extremely important to me. And so I did that for about 2 years. I was a happy product user and slight sharer, enough to get my products paid for. And in that time, I met Jay. He was a practicing lawyer and had been a bachelor his whole life, so kind of had that diet.
South Alabama diet.
Yes, Jay is from South Alabama. I actually think I won him over by taking him shakes on the beach. We live in a little small beach town here in Florida, so I would take him shakes on the beach. And interestingly enough, it was Jay who overheard me on a call and asked me what the business side was to all of this. And I said, well, I don't really know. I knew how to get my products paid for, and that was about it at the time. And so I'll let Jay take it from there. He was the one who started us on our business journey with Isagenix.
Yeah, well, I listened to that call, overheard the call Julia's talking about. It was a podcast, and I said, well, all that kind of makes sense. And she said, well, there's another call coming up soon with Lynn Hagedorn, and so we got on the call, and it was just before Celebration 2014, and Lynn said, get to the event, and it was out in San Diego, so it was about 2 weeks away, so I took off work from the law firm, scheduled the flight, scheduled the hotels, and we flew out there, you know, not really knowing what to expect, and we got out there, and Warren Lance had a meeting for the team just before the celebration started, and you know, I'd looked up what are we supposed to wear, and it was said business casual and that sort of thing. So I really didn't know what we were getting into, just went out there open-minded, and we got there, and I saw a guy with a tank top, a younger guy in his 20s, tank top, flip-flops, hat on sideways, and I leaned over to Julia, you know, we were sitting on the back row, and I said, who brought their son? And so as the meeting goes on, they do a recognition piece that day, and he stood up. He had made about $700,000 at that point, and that really got my attention. And I said, you know, we both said, if he can do this, we can do this, and we went to work ever since.
And turns out that was Jackson Parr.
Jackson Parr, he is now a celebrity at Isagenix, so
yeah.
That's amazing. Now, okay, so that's exciting. Now, you guys got pumped up before the celebration actually officially started, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that sort of parallels Randy's story. You guys meeting Randy, it was not really celebration that you guys met, but it was because of celebration and the epiphanies that you guys have by meeting people in the hallways at a restaurant or somewhere else, and I mean just anywhere that's associated with a big event like that, sometimes that's more impactful than the actual event itself. Would you agree with that?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. That is exactly – we're sitting here nodding. We're like, yes, 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 because we think about all the relationships that have come from the different events. One was at a crosswalk. It was that event in San Diego. We met a woman from Pennsylvania, Florence, at a crosswalk, and we still to this day stay in touch. And it is, it's that heart line. And that's what I love about Isagenix so much is the culture. It truly doesn't matter where you are, who you are. We all lift each other up and coach cross line, you know, wherever you are. So love that.
Well, that's great. And we're not related financially here at all, and you guys are willing to come on a call like this. And, I really appreciate that. And most leaders are. I think almost every leader I know will do that. I just got off the line with a three-way. It had nothing to do with our team at all, and they were just so appreciative that somebody would take the time and do a three-way with a business person. And this was a young gal. She's like 21 years old. She didn't have a clue about how to speak to this business guy. So anyway, we're all willing to do that. Well, so Julia, you've been an engineer, and where did you get your degree from? Where did you study?
So I went to Georgia Tech and got my degree in engineering, and practiced that for about 7 years after graduating, and then had stayed at home with my boys for 7 years. So then was introduced to Isagenix.
I got you. And so you have how many kids now? You got two boys?
Two boys that are now 10 and almost 13.
10 and 13, and what are their names?
Hank is the older one, and Gip is the younger one, G-I-P.
Hank and Skip, I love it.
Uh-huh.
They both have two shakes a day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's good, man. You're raising them right. Well, that's all. Tell me, as an engineer, what type of engineering did you study?
I was industrial, which is a lot of systems, logistics, and that sort of thing. But actually, I did computer. I came out in the dot-com boom. In 1998, I graduated, and so I did a lot with computers, a lot of computer systems and coding and that sort of thing. So I sat in a cubicle 14 to 16 hours a day.
I got a son, two son-in-laws do the exact same thing. So tell me what that background has done for you as in relation to Isagenix. Was it good, a good background to come into Isagenix? Why was it good? Why? What was the negative about it maybe?
Absolutely. On the positive, you know, I think just engineering, any type is very systematic. You know, it's very process-oriented. So for, you know, we don't talk about Isagenix, we master the mundane. You know, it's just doing the do every day. And so I'm very kind of process and system oriented. I'm very organized. So I think that has hugely benefited me. On the flip side, the whole connecting piece was one that is a major introvert, does not come naturally to me. So that was part that I really had to really work on. And I've learned to really come out of my shell and enjoy it. So Jay now calls me an introverted extrovert.
Do you really appreciate that growth, that personal growth to get to that point? Is that a big deal in your life?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and I've totally realized through it. And I find such joy in it now and almost excitement around it because it's like our story with Randy. It's the people that God is placing in your life every single day. You know, I can't tell you the amount of people we've met, like a woman that has joined our business that was standing in front of us in the grocery store line and just started talking to her, just started a conversation. Because when you realize everyone has a story, it's just that I think, you know, it was ingrained in my head as a child, as we all are, don't speak unless spoken to and better seen and not heard, you know. Don't talk to strangers. And so really breaking out of that shell, but absolutely.
Line is a good example, too, because a lot of people, you know, especially in our little beach town down here in Florida, the locals see that as a negative. But, you know, if you looking at it with a positive light, you know, you could turn that into a positive. It gives you a chance to strike up a conversation.
Yeah
absolutely.
We get long lines at the grocery store in the summertime here.
right. Well, that's awesome. And so now you're a little bit, you're more of a people person now and out of the cubicle. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, so Jay, your background is an attorney, a lawyer. What kind of law did you study?
Yeah, I was a trial lawyer for the most part. First couple years, I was a prosecutor in Tallahassee, and then I was in-house counsel for a Fortune 300 title company for about a year, and that did not fit my personality. I'd stare out the window dreaming about what else was going on out there in the world, you know, in the office, the 9-to-5 type job. And so then for about 6 years, I was a real estate trial attorney, and I was in Tampa and then covered the panhandle for a national law firm from Tallahassee to Pensacola. So I was in the courtroom most of my career.
So tell me the good and the bad of that. How did that background help you with Isagenix?
Well, the bad side of it's the reason I stopped practicing. It was very time consuming and stressful, and I had a lot of trials, so it was hard for me to enjoy the weekend because I'd usually have a trial coming up on Monday is always hanging over my head. And, you know, a lot of mornings I'd have to wake up at 4 a.m. because Tallahassee is on Eastern time. We're on Central time over here, drive over there to make it to court. I'd say what the positives were are that I had to be extroverted in court, you know, always having to read the different judges because I was in front of a different judge. You know, several different judges every week, so had to really learn how to communicate with them well. And also, it's the network is, you know, there was a lot of networking in the going to the different courthouses and getting to know various lawyers. And so we've been able to help lots of lawyers on our team as well because they're so busy that this nutrition's super convenient for them and saves them time.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that is awesome. So you guys went to work in, so it was 2014. It was Celebration 2014. And so you guys looked at Jackson Parr, said, if that guy can do it, we can do it. And you went to work. Where are you guys now? What are you, your stripe, what's your next rank you're looking to achieve? And tell us about the income and just what all you guys did to make this thing fly.
Well, the funny part about that is we went to work as soon as, you know, in our hotel room at that celebration in 2014, reaching out to people. We were so excited. But we didn't really gain any traction until we went to, in January, at the end of January 2015, we went to a Super Saturday in Atlanta. And funny enough, Michael Klaus played the video, which you, if you just Google Michael Klaus, Jackson Parr on YouTube, he was so impressed by Jackson Parr's story and how he's built on Facebook that he created that video. We watched it, and Jackson told how he built on Facebook. And so we went to work at that point, January 2015, building on Facebook, and immediately our income tripled, you know, within the next couple months. And so we found a lot of growth through Facebook.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a powerful medium, and a lot of people don't use it, and it's so incredibly powerful. I think it was invented for Isagenix.
Absolutely, and I think and that's the thing with Facebook. Jay and I actually, well, and we listened to the call tonight, which was amazing, with Lindsay Hoffer that corporate put on, and it was about connecting. And I think Facebook, what it's done for this industry is it's become the most beautiful accelerator for the industry. And so, you know, we're still talk on the phone, or Zoom calls are great, or belly to belly if you are in the same area, you know, is absolutely fabulous. But being able to connect and really reach the cold market, to reach those people through Facebook, I mean, that's what we have found in our business. And right now we're currently 4-star. So, but everything we have around our house, and, you know, because that's the one thing you have to have is your sticky notes everywhere and posted on your bathroom mirror and what you're doing next.
In the car.
And yeah, it's in the car, and our oil change guy probably thinks we're crazy. He's like, what's this? But we have 7-star posted everywhere because that's our, all, you know, that's our next big one. But anyway, so, but that, you know, I think a few things, too. We've got, you know, you have to be able to reach the cold market. When I look at right now, we have, it goes between about 20 to 25 consultants, we'll say, in the business. And with those, two of 25, we knew their name before we started Isagenix. And I think that's so telling, because you always hear it's not who you know, it's who you meet. And we have found that to be so true. And one of those is my mother. So... That I think is very telling. And but two other big things. One, what we have learned, especially this was a big one this past year, is really basing our business on the leader in action formula, which is used for top achievers and, well, for President's Quest, which we are going on President's Quest next month. This will be the last President's Quest, so we're going to go out with a bang with this one. But that formula is basically the criteria that you need to build your business on. And if you just focus on that, you're going to grow a big business. So we've really made that key. And that is all, too. The first thing of it is based on 5 enrollments a month. So, you know, we've always used that. I think it was Herb Cepeda originally that shared that.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast. When I was practicing law, going to the courthouse, I would listen to Isagenix podcast on the way. And I heard Herb Cepeda on one in 2015. He said, if you want to build a big business, you need to enroll at least 5 people a month. And so that's what we've consistently, that's been our goal ever since then.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Give the listening audience here a place to find the Leader in Action formula.
If you Google it, I mean, you know, I Google everything. you Google Isagenix Leader in Action, you'll find it.
Yeah.
But it's a 4-piece formula, basically, and it's very simple based on.
Yeah, Lynn Hagedorn and Michael Klaus had a strain on it at their event at this past celebration. So we're. Julia's well-versed in it.
That's good. That's good. That's strong. And 5 new enrollments a month, that will absolutely boom your business, no question about it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, and the other, you know, it's 5 enrollments a month. It's your weeks at executive because they want you to stay at executive. It's promoting people, you know, to consultant, to manager, to director, to executive. You get points for that, and then your cycle grows. And so it's just based on those 4 factors. And if you're focusing on those in your business, then you're going to be growing a big business. And so that's a big one.
So the 5 a month was big in early 2015. That's when we learned that, and we went to work doing that. And then we went to Herb Cepeda had an event in Atlanta in November of 2015, and he taught us something that really changed our business.
Oh, absolutely. He focuses on the packs. And at that point in our business, we'd been using, as you see all the images, like the Getting Started pack, and then there's the Pay Setter, and then the Value. And no one talks about what at the time was the Business Builder pack that is now the Ultimate pack.
Mm-hmm.
And Herb talked about that at the event, and he made the point, your business is built on volume, and that is the biggest volume pack. And our job in Isagenics is to set people up for success. We're all in this because we all love helping people, and we all want to set them up for success. And he made the point that in order to do that, it's the 5 pillars of health that have been formulated to work together. So that is what sets people up for success. And, of course, the company has the numbers on all of it, you know. And so between the Value Pack and the Ultimate Pack, that is, I would say, 95% of what we enroll. And that
is awesome.
So, it duplicates throughout our team.
And I love the bonuses on that Ultimate Pack. You do double PIBs, you get there at 300 apiece.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is awesome. And, what's interesting to me, whether you order the Value Pack or the Ultimate Pack or a 30-day, you're going to be reordering in 30 days. You're going to be out of almost everything regardless.
Absolutely. I just had a woman in North Dakota who started on the Ultimate Pack, and as we all know, Isagenics is so generous. It ended up that she didn't receive a box, or we thought, because it got separated. It showed up a couple days later. Well, Isagenics already overnighted another box of the stuff, so she ended up with extra products from an Ultimate Pack. And I think she's at day 15. She's already reordering because there's certain things she wants more of. So, I mean... You know, Isagenics was like, oh, tell her just to keep, you know, the extra of everything. So I was like, oh, she's never, you know, no, she has all this product. She's like, I need more of those strawberry shakes. And, you know, so I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love couples. We call it the Family Pack.
Mm-hmm.
And couples, you know, start on it as well.
That Ultimate Pack, we love it for couples. And it really does work well. And the way that a lot of people want to know then how that transitions. So typically what we see is a couple comes in, they start on that pack. It comes with almost enough product for both of them, but we know they're going to need more cleanse and a few other things. So they're reordering. That second month is the perfect time when they've had that awesome product experience to then get the spouse going. And so then you have the beautiful transition into being able to create a consultant because, you know, you'll sign up the spouse and then they just need one more person.
And they have double PIBs if they have the one more.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's so awesome. And you get money in their pocket. Jim Cooper, the first time I met him, I said, Jim, how do you create retention here? What's your secret to retention? He said, it's real simple. Get your people paid.
Uh-huh.
And if you'll do that, they can't quit. They just can't quit. They have to stay with you, right?
Absolutely.
Well, give us some words of wisdom as we wind this call down here and just tell us, if you were talking to our people on the line, and you are, and you had some things that have been really key to each of you, some of the major keys, and I've got the Leader in Action formula, and we're going to make sure that everybody knows where that's at, and you simply just Google that. It's simple.
Mm-hmm.
Isagenics Leader in Action formula, fantastic, and then stick to that, be disciplined to that. But what would you say has been really key to your guys' success? Is it being able to work together well, or just what would you say on that?
Yeah, one thing that comes to mind, Tim, is when we first started building on Facebook, Julia's sponsor, Bonnie's husband, Price, I asked him, you know, what the secret, we were at that event in Atlanta, at a little house party, and I said, what's the secret to the business. He said before and afters. He loves posting before and afters on Facebook. And we started doing it at the time, you know, once a week. And we got so much traction with that that now we do more than that. Like, I'll post one morning, Julia will post one the next morning, and we'll just keep alternating. And then, so those are powerful because a picture is worth a thousand words. And that causes people, you know, to reach out to us and come to us. And one thing that I was unsure about was, you know, what do we do when they reach out to us? And then that's when Price had told us, just say, you know, message them and say, do you have a few minutes to jump on a phone and chat about your health goals? Mm-hmm. Real simple. Don't even, you know, tell them anything more than that. And once they set a time, then we do a three-way call with Julia. And then she, you know, it takes about 20 minutes, but a three-way call is powerful. We try to get everybody on the phone.
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen.
Three-way call. Mm-hmm.
Three-way call, gold. Absolutely. That's awesome. How about you, Julie?
I think over and over again I see it, and it's always what I say, is the consistency is key. It's consistency. That's what separates the people that you see going three-star, four-star, and the people that aren't. It's just the consistency of the daily do. So that's absolutely
right. Yeah, we started something with our team about a year ago now. We reach out to five people a day, and that has been huge. Just, I mean, it takes – we got an attorney that works – she's a four-star nitrogenist in Atlanta, and she's full-time, 60 hours a week attorney. And before she leaves her house every day, she reaches out to five people asking to add them to our product coaching page. And, you know, it takes her less than 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so we do the same. We reach out to five people a day as well, just to copy and paste the language. It doesn't take long.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've
done
that breaks the ice with people is on Facebook, on the birthdays, it tells you whose birthday it is. And what we've like on my birthday, people sent me, everybody, you know, writes on your wall saying happy birthday. Very few people send you a private Facebook message saying happy birthday, and zero sent me a happy birthday message with a question. So that's what Julia and I do. Every day we send private Facebook birthday messages. Julia's language is a little fluffier than mine, but all mine says is happy birthday, what's new? I just copy that and paste it to each one of them. And so they'll come back usually and say, you know, what's going on. And then at that point, I'll reply back and ask to add them to our product coaching page.
That is killer, killer stuff. Yeah, I do that same thing too, private message every birthday I can. But I like the idea of asking a question because you're going to get conversation going as opposed to just happy birthday and they write back thanks. You get a conversation going now, it's exactly what you want to see happen.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. Well, guys, y'all are fantastic. I just we're going to be praying for you to hit that 7-star and just get to where you guys want to be. And so excited for your energy, and you're just so approachable and easy to get along with, and just you're just yourselves. And I think that's a big message in what I hear with you guys is just be yourself, relax and be yourself and have fun with this. But follow an action plan and do it on a consistent basis. So that is absolute gold stuff right there. We appreciate you guys. We'll have you back on again someday soon if you guys are open to it.
Absolutely.
Yes,
we love it.
Well, all right. You guys, if you will unmute your phones and give some love to Jay and Julia, we thank you so much for being on the call tonight.
What a fun call, you guys. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Hey, guys. Hey, friends. This is Randy. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.